Blog Talk Radio.
Where he can whisper in your ear.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Go. It is August the 22nd, and you're listening to Gospel Go on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Go is not just another music program. It is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It all began in Africa. All the lavish gifts that brought to this world through our ancestors is a combination of rhythm and religion. It was through work songs and field hollows. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came the blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we hear today. It all has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It tells the story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have been able to overcome adversities and continue to grow and thrive in America. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Go Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Go. You'll also find, more importantly, the link for the Gospel Go program. Each week, we post the link on the Gospel Go Facebook page. Each program has a separate link. That means that they're archived. That means that anytime you would like to hear one of the Gospel Go programs, you can simply go to the Gospel Go Facebook page and find the program that you would like to hear. Click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. So go to the Gospel Go Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Gospel Go Facebook page, you'll find, as I said before, a lot of articles about various gospel artists. And one of the things that we have found out, or we have received a lot of our information, you'll also find a link for the African-American Gospel Encyclopedia. You can go there and you can click on that link and it will take you to that website where the African-American Gospel Encyclopedia is. And you will find a lot of the artists, particularly the early artists in gospel, on that website. It'll give you a plethora of information. You'll get a ton of music. A lot of that music has been lost. You won't hear that unless you go to that website or perhaps at the Library of Congress. But we do hope that you will continue to support Gospel Go by going to the Facebook page. Leave us a comment there and let us know how you enjoy the Gospel Go program. Now, Gospel Go is of course, sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Go. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign and one word, Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold, the number is 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. One of the unique things about this program is that I am not a professional DJ. I am a Baptist minister, and I do have a love, as such as many of you, for traditional African-American gospel music. And so each week we come to bring you the very best in what our people have recorded in that genre. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program. But each week we try to bring you that because we celebrate Black history every week right here on Gospel Go. It is our custom as we start our program each week to pray. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for a new episode of Gospel Go. We pray, God, that something be heard tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to continue giving you the praise. In your precious name we pray, amen and amen. Normally, we talk about the history of the gospel artists, as I said before, but tonight we're going to do something a little different. We're talking about the music in the African-American church. We're going to come back. I'm going to introduce our program for the night, but first, listen to this.
Lord, You know just what I need. You said blessed are the pure in heart, Lord, help me, Lord, help me to do my part, yeah. For when no, I need you to bless me.
our program every Monday night, we always talk about the work songs and the field hollers being the catalyst or the essentials of spirituals. But if the spirituals were such a catalyst to the great hope and faith of our people, what did they really sound like? What was the first sounds in the African-American church? We're talking about the sounds of the African-American church tonight. We're talking about those early sounds and those sounds that our people made when they first started to assemble to give God the glory. What did those sounds sound like? Sadly, as I said before, many of those recordings have been lost, and probably you can only find them in the Library of Congress or perhaps on the African-American Gospel Encyclopedia website. You may be able to find some of those. You'll find the Fisk Jubilee Singers. You'll find the Hampton Singers. you'll find all of those early gospel groups who recorded on glass cylinders. And those recordings are very fragile. And the only place that you can hear them is on the Encyclopedia website or the Library of Congress. But what did those early sounds sound like in the church? It sounded a little bit like this.
I love the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
He heard my cry.
That style of singing is called hymn lining. You don't hear that sound anymore. There are certain choirs that still sing or have those types of songs in their repertoire. But by and large, you don't hear that sound in the African-American church anymore. Not surprisingly, with singing being such an intricate part of their lives, the words African-American slaves sang, the concepts they expressed were often complex with multiple layers of meaning. Centuries later, scholars would come and call this a special language to convey meaning available only to the listener who knew the hidden contextual keys of the language. There were messages being passed in these songs. Other scholars have shown how this trait was apparent both in Africa and at the time of the slave trade, and it continues on the continent today. This so-called shadow language will become an integral part of the African-American life, a buffer between the worlds of whites and blacks, a weapon that plays its part in that ever-present ongoing struggle for freedom. Here is Dr. C.J. Johnson I'm working on a building, and it may be my last time.
Sometimes we get up in the morning and go about our daily occupations. Sometimes we merrily just say, I'm going to town. But it may be your last time. You don't know. We're here today in St. Joseph Church, praising the Lord Jesus Christ. We've come together to sing the praise of God, but it may be your last time. You just don't know. And then since you don't know when it's your last, when you come to the house of the Lord, you ought to do the best you can. Because it may be your last time. Well, it may be the last time. It may be the last time. It may be the last time.
Dr. C.J. Johnson. That's another sound that you won't hear in the African-American church anymore. And with the introduction of Christianity to slaves, they added heroic stories of Moses, Daniel, and Jesus. After the Great Migration, many African-Americans moved north to places like New York and Chicago, and they sent their children to schools, music schools, to learn to play instruments, to refine the sound. And one of the people that personified that sound was the Roberta Martin Singers. Born in Helena, Arkansas, on February the 12th, 1907, Roberta Martin moved to Chicago with her family in 1917, where she studied piano. Although, and all through high school, teachers inspired her to dream of becoming a concert pianist. Her future course was changed after accompanying the Young People's Choir at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Chicago. She came in contact with Thomas A. Dorsey, known as the father of gospel music. Through her work as a pianist for the youth choir, with Dorsey's help, she and Theodore Fry organized the Martin Fry Quartet, a young group consisting of Eugene Smith, Nautilus McKenzie, Robert Anderson, James Lawrence, Willie Welb, Romance Watson. This was in 1933. Roberta Martin renamed the group the Roberta Martin Singers in 1936 and added Bessie Falk, Myrtle Scott, Dolores Barrett Campbell to the group in 1940. The group set the standard for the gospel choir and mixed group and had an extensively successful recording career, featured on many recording labels. Most of the songs were published by Roberta Martin Studios of Music, a publishing house in Chicago that she incorporated in 1939. It would eventually publish outstanding compositions by gospel artists ranging from Professor Alex Bradford to James Cleveland. Her first composition, Try Jesus, He's Satisfied, was an immediate hit in 1943. She was also the choir director of the Mount Pisgah Baptist Church in Chicago for many years. And so nobody exemplified the sound of the African-American church like the Roberta Martin Singers. Here they are on Gospel Gold.
When I've done all that I can do and gone as far as I can go, when I fought for the right and grown weak in my fight, and I said, Father, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. It's no other help, no other help, no other help I know. Sometimes I'm scorned and abused. Sometimes my mind gets so confused. After I've done what I could, still I'm so misunderstood. Then I say, Father, Father.
Martin Singers. In Chicago, first African-American congregations were at a crossroads. After decades of investment, the churches and their musicians were proud of their accomplishments as they had lifted up the Negro race to a position of separate but equal status with their white peers in worship. Worship in these churches largely mirrored worship in white churches in song and liturgy. Black Methodists and Baptist congregations often sang from the same hymnals as their white counterparts. Trained singers in the choirs led the less illiterate congregants in the proper rendition of hymns. European anthems were prominent in the senior choir repertoire. With the introduction of Christianity, moving north, we move forward to great churches like Clay Evans and the Fellowship Mass Choir. Thank you. If you would like to get in touch with us at Gospel Gold, you can do so. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can email us there. Perhaps you have information that we can use on the Gospel Gold program, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. You can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. Gospel Gold 22, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We thank God for all of you who have supported, to continue to support Gospel Gold as we continue this year. Here is Reverend Clay Evans, Room at the Cross for you.
There is room at the cross for you. There is a room and a cross for you. Though millions millions have come, but still there's some room for one. There is room and the cross, thank you, Jesus, for you. There is room at the cross for you.
That you can join in with me, choir, and help me say it one time.
Well, church, looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And continue to give God the praise. Until we see you again next Monday night, thank you and have a wonderful night.